Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Thank you.
We all know how much I love to take it away. I think that's what that text was about as well. Hey, get it, Patty? You're doing a quizzical eyebrow. I was just pretending that take it away was like a euphemism for a
what?
For doing a monologue. You know?
Soliloquy.
Yeah. Yeah, just speaking to the audience of one. So, I am joined by Patty this evening.
Hey.
Who you might know from filling in for
Rapley on Dirtbag Radio.
Yeah, sorry, I should have mind blank.
Like once a month or so.
Yeah. And then you also have your own show.
That's
the
right.
Raveyard with Patty.
That's right. It's in about 9 hours.
Hey, Patty, the phone's going crazy. Do you mm-hmm. want to take it to air?
Oh boy. Here we go.
I just pressed this button. Hello, you're on 95 BFM.
Thank you. I just want to say, if you stuck to talking, I would rather prefer listening to you talk rather than music. I'm over music. I did all that when I was 15, but I would rather hear people ring up and you guys hold a talk back, like a talk back, you know, and people ringing up, because it's good to hear other people too. So I would rather hear talk back and you people talking about different subjects.
Well, we're
rather than music, because I'm over music, eh?
All right, well, we're about to do a bit of talking, so thanks for that. I'll see if I can get more people
on. And if callers can ring from all around the world, you know, it'd be really cool.
If you want to ring up, it's
309-3879.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Wait, that's not it.
It's three. Oh, my God.
Just keep dialing numbers. You'll get there eventually. It's fine.
So, Patty, what is the subject of your top 10 this evening? Wow, my brain is on fire. It's...
My brain is pudding also, this humidity. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about anime, animation. I'm going to talk about the top 10 animated TV shows of the last decade. I think it's been a good decade.
309-3879.
That was close.
It has been a good decade.
Yeah.
So animated TV shows, is this just going to be anime? Is this weeaboo hours?
Yeah, nah, it's not.
Are you also going to talk about American animation?
I'd like to be into anime, but it's just not that good.
Hot takes already. Let's get right into it. I'm excited to hear about this controversial list.
All right.
10.
Number 10. Here's the theme song for it. It's 6 seconds long. That is the theme song
That's the whole theme song?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I still have no idea what this is. I thought it was going to be something like instantly recognizable, but that was nothing.
Yeah, that's regular show. Show on Cartoon Network.
Oh.
It was like kind of pitched as like a stoner comedy to Adult Swim, but like the kid-friendly like Cartoon Network picked it up instead. And it really...
It's very stoner comedy.
It really...
This is the one with the bird, right?
That's right, yeah. Bird and Raccoon.
Okay.
It's pretty much like Beavis and Butthead kind of meets, like, I don't know, Cheech and Chong or something. But, like, because it's for a general audience,
yeah.
By not having to be so edgy and painfully unfunny, it really has a lot of charm to it. Like, it's just a really cute little show where the rules of the universe just sort of bend around them. It's kind of like they'll be playing Dungeons and Dragons and then, like... stick a fork in a toaster and get like zapped into the like world of the game, stuff like that.
So it's very like the Adventure Time generation.
So
like,
yeah. I think it was a like big contemporary of it for sure.
Oh, very exciting. All right.
Nine.
Number nine, Aroha Bridge. Yeah, it's the only Kiwi entry as well.
Okay, I would have placed this higher personally, but then I'm not a big cartoon person.
Amelia,
like three cartoons in it. And I do have to criticize the list. That's what I'm here for, Patty.
Oh, sorry.
This is a combative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, well, if you haven't heard of Aroha Bridge.
I just realized that caller said that he'd finished with music when he was 15, and I can't stop thinking about it.
I think he's right. I think the next decade, music's just done.
Just
music's
talking.
Done. It's all podcasts and German talkback radio.
So tell us about Aroha Bridge.
It's a cute little cartoon set in the provincial town of Aroha Bridge. It's got that really kind of sketchy, wonky YouTube-looking art style.
It's very cool. And it's like, it's written by Coco Hansel. I mean, G.S. Hansel.
A.K.A. Coco Solid. I didn't realize she was a writer on it. I know she voices one of the lead characters.
Yeah, it's like her, it's her baby.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. Julian Dennison's in it. It's... I think it began as a web series, as like a little low-budget web series.
Yeah.
And this year it went to broadcast. It's, TVNZ On Demand, I believe.
It's Mardi honestly TV. So good. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone should just stop listening and go watch it.
Totally.
Sorry, Patty.
I think you can find it on...
To cut your list short.
That's all good.
Yeah.
I think you can find it on stuff.com for what it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a website.
That's a streaming service now.
All right.
Eight.
Number eight, the show goes a little something like this. Here's the theme song.
Oh.
Cool, that's a remix. It's Bob's Burgers, everybody!
What?
So this is a show about an impoverished family that live and work in their burger restaurant.
An impoverished family.
Yeah, it's sort of like joke and TV, you know, impoverished, where they all the kids have to work in the restaurant, and it sort of deals with their teenage daughter Tina, psychotic wonderkind Louise, voiced by Kristen Schaal.
Yeah,
Mel from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, and it's got Gene, whatever his name is, from Flight of the Conchords too.
I love. I love the facts.
It's the only way I can relate to anything.
Patty, what is the criteria for this list? Because I'm very interested to know what's made you put these in this order.
So I think I like cartoons either because I've just, you know, been in a state of arrested development, or my chimp brain took a few too many knocks and I just like the bright colors and flashing lights. But Bob's Burgers is genuinely hilarious. It's got that kind of comedic delivery that's painful to watch. Again, it reminds me a lot of Flight of the Conchords, where you feel like you have to pause it, put it down, and like go for a walk. It's so painful.
Yeah, there was an episode that I saw where he gets stuck in a wall, and it made Bob getting stuck in a wall to be a painfully relatable experience in a way that I just can't describe, and it made me feel really weird. I was like, this is making me feel like I got stuck in a wall one time and I'm embarrassed about it.
I think that happened to Casper the Friendly Ghost once, so you're not alone.
I'm glad I'm in good company.
Amazing.
Seven.
Number seven. This one is, I think it's like a Netflix only one. It was written by, oh wow, I just realized I don't know how to say his name, Ezra from Vampire Weekend. Ezra
Koenigsberg.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? He wrote a cartoon?
Yeah, he wrote the show.
What is it?
So it's set in Neo-Yokio. It's a futuristic, kind of dystopic, but also optimistic fusion of New York and Tokyo. And it follows the life of an upper-class brat voiced by Jaden Smith.
Wow, what?
Who's also like a demon hunter. It's wild.
Patty, you're going to need to tell me what this is called.
It's called Neo-Yokio.
Oh.
Yeah. Neo. Ineo.
So far on the list, I've been fairly familiar. I've never heard of this. I need more info. When did it come out? How much of it is there?
Came out, I think, 2 years ago.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
It's animated by the same people who did The Boondocks, if you're familiar with that show.
Oh!
It's got this kind
classy.
Of weird... It's got this kind of like low frame rate anime look
kind
to it.
Kind of like 2000s vibe.
Yeah, but I gotta say, Jaden Smith is killer in it, because his character is just this like clueless, ditzy rich kid, and like, I'm not sure if Jaden Smith is like really inhabiting his role, or like he didn't realize he was like doing a fictional show or something.
I feel like Jaden Smith's really gone from being like a joke to being in on the joke, mm-hmm. in a really beautiful way.
Totally. He's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it true that he's going out with Tyler, the Creator?
I feel like that's been a rumor for like all year. So, and no one seems to know for sure. So.
I need it to be real. Someone says it sounds like Akira.
Yeah, yeah. Neo Tokyo is the name of the city in Akira. And then okay. this is sort of, it's got a lot of references to it. But basically the premise is that this kid lives in like the upper echelons of the city yeah. while like down below, it's just like full of slums. And it's like one of those really dystopic worlds, but like he never has to deal with any of it. And he just like has to worry about his Armani suits and like his Formula One cars and stuff.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love gaining class consciousness.
Mm.
Listeners.
Six.
Number six.
Number six.
Another Netflix one. This is BoJack Horseman.
Oh, I thought this was going to be higher up. This has become very beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it before, I think it's another Netflix only one.
It is. Yes, definitely.
It's been around for a couple of years, but it's kind of one of those things that's aged like cheese.
Like a fine cheese.
Like a fine cheese.
Like when you leave a cheese and then you find the cheese and you're like, oh,
this is better now.
Definitely better now.
But it kind of managed to do this thing where it was about a, what's the word for hating everyone?
Misanthropic.
Misanthropic.
Misandrist is when you hate men.
Yeah, I always get them mixed up. it's about a misanthropic horseman called BoJack who lives in LA. I guess maybe it's a little similar to Neo-Yokia where he lives his privileged life, but it sort of is hollow yeah. as anything. And over the course of the show's few seasons, it's in its final one at the moment, it kind of has managed to have a bit of a dialogue with its audience and fan base.
That's been very, very interesting because not this current season that half of has come out, but the one before that, it was very much like telling people how to watch the show. Like it made a show within the show
yeah.
and had the fans of that show be like the BoJack audience. And it basically had a bunch of people doing like, I don't know how to describe it in a way that doesn't sound very like like hackneyed and like
yeah that's right. I feel like I put off watching it for ages because I was like, this doesn't look like something I'd enjoy at all.
It's impossible to describe it without it sounding like it's so on the nose that it's unwatchable, but it's subtle, it's intelligent, it's quality,
it's funny. That's the main thing. Like it's just funny.
I actually prefer things that are subtle to things that are funny. Petty, jeez, don't you have any class?
I'm not going to finish this list now. I'm just going to go.
In the meantime, while I try and coax Patty into staying, we're going to hear some music.
Number five.
Your number five tonight is Soccer Practice with Lowdown.
Some things.
You're tuned in to the 95BFM Top 10, and we are in the very midst of the small Top 10. It's very exciting.
We smoke in mids.
We definitely are. Paddy is here, and we're talking about Top 10 cartoons that have come out in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a text with a very serious request, Paddy.
Oh, boy.
And that is, they would like an estimate of laughs per show, like out loud laughs per show.
Okay. From the audience or me?
From you. Damn, per show. One. Do you reckon we can do that? Can we quickly run through the list so far and you give like a number of laughs per episode?
Shit, there's another one.
Come on.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like a...
Like
laugh
BoJack
factor.
Horseman, five laughs per episode.
Okay, yeah, five LPE.
Yeah.
Five LPE. Okay, yep. That can be our baseline, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
From this point forward.
Okay, fine. All right. All right, that means we better get into it.
Let's do
five.
All right, so the next three, there's no real order for these because I kind of like them all about the same amount.
Tied for third?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, all
something
right.
like that.
All right. It's fine, you know.
Number five is Steven Universe.
Okay, very wholesome, very cute, very gay.
Very beautiful, yeah. Very sweet.
Very wholesome and friendly.
Yeah.
But with a kind of, like, very rabid fan base.
Yeah, that kind
Have
of...
Have you ever encountered their fan base?
What are they called again?
I once came across, like, YouTube in its infinite wisdom recommended me a 3-hour takedown of Steven Universe.
Oh, I've seen that.
Made by someone who was like, Steven Universe used to be good, but the evil showrunners, they ran into the ground, they destroyed it.
I know.
Because they don't care about you.
It's like, hey, the villain of the show, they decided to forgive them instead of killing them, and you're basically saying Nazis are good if you do that.
It's out of this world.
I get it. People care passionately
People
about it.
People are very passionate
so,
about it.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's cute. But, don't think about it that hard.
So I'm taking it that you are more of a... You're not on that level.
Not quite. I kind of felt like it slowly sort of ran out of steam as it went on over a few years. But I remember when it first came out, it was it just felt so fresh to watch. Really cute, like rounded art style. Before that became like totally ubiquitous, I guess.
Yeah.
And just yeah,
before
really
the She-Ra-ification.
Ah, yes. So LPE, last per episode, probably less than BoJack, I guess, because it's not like a strict sitcom.
I need a number, Paddy.
I'm going to go with four.
Okay. But I would say this has a lot of like oars per episode. Like a lot of...
Feelies.
Yeah.
Woo-woos.
A lot of...
Warm fuzzies.
Well, yeah. WFPE.
Actually, that's the highest recommendation I could give for this show. Well, the warm fuzzy ratio is like off the charts.
It's wild.
That's why I got into it in the first place. I was just living in Dunedin, like freezing inside and sad.
Your fuzzies were frozen and near falling off.
Yeah. It was. We did a fuzzy transplant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Four. So what did I have here? Oh, right. So here's the like only legit anime on here. I'm going to play the theme song real quick.
Okay.
Crank that gain.
Oh. This is so anime.
Yeah, I know. This show, this is Kill la Kill. So this is...
I could just listen to this whole thing. It's so good.
It's also gorgeously animated, this opening.
Oh, wow.
But not as good as the person who reanimated every frame of it to be Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And remixed it with Smoke Weed Every Day. Like, all the little particle effects of the swords clashing, like, are all tiny little marijuana leaves, like, splashing out into the ether.
That's some high-effort shitposting.
So,
So what is this show?
Yeah, so basically, the best way I can describe the show is it's anime titties, the show.
Okay.
But fashion.
Okay, fashion, anime. Did you say titties?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Lots of other things too.
Okay, great. I'm glad.
It's about...
looks like it's got a hearty amount of swords.
Yeah. So it's an action anime about set in a high school that's like a fascist dictatorship.
Wow.
And all the uniforms give you like superpowers depending on which club you're in at the school.
Okay.
Like, for instance, like, oh shoot, I'm blanking right now, but
that's totally fine. It sounds it's totally ridiculous. Out of control.
It's completely bananas. It's absolutely insane. It's so yeah, like her uniform gives her superpowers, and it's kind of a metaphor, I guess.
Can we watch that one on Netflix? Is that available?
I don't think you can, actually.
You gotta go to like Crunchyroll or
something.
Yeah,
you gotta sail the pirate seas for that one. yeah.
95 BFM does not endorse. Yeah, thanks for the funny joke. What is the laughs per episode of that? I'm very curious.
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's more like stunned laughter. Like you laugh,
like,
or you'd probably cry.
Okay. But what is? I need a number.
I'm gonna go with 4.5.
So more than Steven Universe.
Yeah, I feel like I've really fenced myself in.
But
here,
very
though.
Few warm fuzzies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not as much, but right. still a solid show. It's in more of a action shonen type vibe.
You know a lot about anime for someone who said that they didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3.
That picture of the jock like shoving the nerd in the locker, where it's like the nerd is labeled as people who watch anime, and then the jock is like me who also watches anime. That's me during this top 10 list.
I don't think anyone was under any illusions that was anything other than 100% the case. That was always, I think, the front of everyone's mind.
Yeah. The duality of man. All right, next on my list.
What is this?
Number 3. This is Agretzko. Aggressive Retzko.
Oh, I've watched this!
Yeah. Oh, you have, huh?
Yeah. Nice one. Does this count as anime?
Yeah, because it's made in Japan. That's all the criteria you need.
Okay, and it's about...
But you're right that it's not anime looking, really.
No,
it looks more like a...
It's like a Netflix show about a raccoon?
Red panda.
A red panda what works in an office.
It's one of those...
But is filled with rage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's relatable content, the show.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I think it's fairly relatable. I work in an office.
Wow.
And I'm filled with rage.
and I'm a furry.
And I play in a punk band and I'm a furry. Yeah.
Welcome to the future, everybody.
Oh, someone's saying to torrent, kill la kill. I don't know what that means because I don't do crimes. So, but thank you for that advice for the listeners. Apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, so this one is, that's just on Netflix. And what's so good about it? Apart from that, it's relatable.
So it's really just a sort of sitcom slice of life show about a girl who's quiet. She's the shy one. She, you know, very... very demure and helpful and kind, and she's but she's got a secret, and her secret is she loves singing death metal, and she lets it out at like super inconvenient times.
That sounds real ice.
It's just a little bit of like relationship drama, a little bit of like family stuff, work drama, but it's sort of all in the execution on this show. Okay. I think that's why it's so high up on the list.
Laughs per episode.
I'm gonna go with 6.
Hot.
I really want
warm fuzzies per episode.
Oh, lots to be had for sure.
So in between Kill la Kill and and Steven Universe.
Probably hasn't quite hit the Steven Universe level.
I feel like Steven Universe is essentially like constructed out of fuzzies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's fuzzies all the way down.
If it was a band, it would be the fuzzies.
And so these three are tied. I was expecting them to be much more similar. I was expecting like Steven Universe Adventure Time and like, I don't know, something else wussy.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We've still got two to go.
We'll see, won't we? All right, number 2.
2.
All right, number 2. Oh, right. Here we go. Our runner up.
I like music.
Play the music.
Oh.
It's a Legend of Korra. This was very close to being number 1.
So I discovered this for the first time only very recently.
That makes my heart hurt, but it also makes my heart happy because you can experience it now.
This show is incredible.
It's amazing.
So,
for those of you who don't know, The Legend of Korra
I'm going to fade this down a little bit.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Yeah.
Is the sequel series to Avatar The Last Airbender, which was a fantastic, fantastic show. Throughout the 2000s, really.
Yeah.
And so Legend of Korra sort of takes place in the same setting, a little bit in the future. She's the reincarnation of the previous main character, Aang.
Yeah. And it's a little bit more adult, right? Because it's like, that was very much a show for like maybe like 12, 13 year olds.
Totally.
And this is very much like, it's like YA. It's like very teen, like a lot of like hard growing up decisions stuff.
Exactly.
It's also real gay.
It's very gay.
Which, yeah, which was one of the reasons that it got taken. Sorry, I'm very excited about this because I recently learned all about it.
Oh, good. No, please.
But it got taken off the air, and the last season of it only aired online.
That's correct.
Because it's very like dealing with like the difficulties of fascism and stuff. Like it goes in real deep
on
some
hard.
Like very difficult, important issues.
The reason I think this show's better than The Legend of Aang, even though it's objectively,
even though it's objectively worse.
Hang on, no. It's objectively more flawed because it sort of tried more things. It went to a lot more different lengths and different places, and it. You know, didn't always stick the landing on a few of them.
No.
But I think overall, the fact that its flaws just sort of make it even more beautiful.
I think that's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a little.
It's
more...
also got Henry Rollins essentially playing himself.
That's right.
As like a furious bald anarchist.
He's like a skinhead airbender anarchist who like commits political assassinations and can fly.
and he's all like, if you keep living in this world, you'll realize that governments are essentially wrong. It's because of society.
Okay. It's not actually that badly written though. It's like it's like actually enjoyable to watch.
What are you saying? That improvised dialogue was spot on.
Oh, it's good.
I think this is a great choice for number two, and now I'm excited. Oh!
Screwed.
We've got a text in, but I'm going to wait for your laughs per minute and fuzzies per... Sorry, episode. Laughs per episode and fuzzies per episode for Cora before we do it.
Okay, fuzzies I'm going to put on the same as Steven Universe. What did I put that at? 10?
Infinite. Yeah. You said it was off the chart.
Off the chain. We broke the fuzzy scale.
We broke the fuzzy scale.
We blew it out. And,
but
humor,
I think it's a more adult. It's like more of a that's a hard lesson.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the emotion behind it.
Yeah, it's also gorgeously animated. Beautiful action set pieces. It's all about. It's a elemental martial arts setting as well.
Laughs per episode.
Not huge, but that's not the main draw of it.
Yeah,
but it's
maybe like
it's
one
funny.
Or two.
Yeah.
The little red panda is pretty cute.
Yeah. Look, there's animal stuff for the kids. Yeah. There's something for everyone. For the furries.
So our text says, Rick and Morty rules all. Samurai Jack is how to follow a life of prescripted honor. Which is very interesting. Samurai Jack is great, but that came out last decade,
yeah,
right?
So I'm picking from just this decade. Although there was a reboot, wasn't of Samurai Jack a few years
that.
Ago. I didn't watch it, so there you go.
This,
and number one.
This dramatic. Okay, before we get to number one, Patty, what do you have to plug? You're not just a human. You also are selling your hobbies.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I'm hustling.
You're hustling. You're selling
right.
your time.
I'm in a band called Jang. We are playing on the 7th of December with Dad Jokes and the Wamaki from Japan. That's a Whammy Backroom.
That's very exciting.
Same night as the Earth Tongue album release, so it's, you know, hashtag synergy. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be great.
I am also DJing on the 5th of December on Thursday at Charlie Baxter's. And that's just the Patty show.
Where can people find Jang online?
At jangsucks.bandcamp.com.
Beautiful.
Or give it a search on Faces
and
Instagram.
Shall we go to number one?
Let's do it.
Juan.
Number one, Rick and Morty. Just kidding.
So
it's Big Mouth. Also kidding. Fuck that show.
Wait, I'm so confused. Both of those, I think. So I know that no one likes to talk about Rick and Morty since the fan base went wild, but I feel like it's a good show.
It kind of hurts my eyes to stare at it.
I also enjoyed Big Mouth. Yeah, okay. People who actually watch cartoons, I find, tend to not like either of them.
The Family Guy, like, half-lidded eyes and like, oh. This is totally hypocritical of me because like a lot of the shows I've put on this list, a less than easy on the eyes for sure. But
okay, then what the heck is your number one?
Are you playing?
It's still. What is happening?
Turn it up. Adventure time.
You're such a wuss.
What do you mean? So this isn't just the best cartoon of the last 10 years. This is probably my favorite show of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Far from being the like, oh, hey, bro, smoke a bowl and let's watch a crazy, trippy cartoon that it started out as. A little similar to some of the other shows on this list. Over the course of its runtime, over a few years, it kind of stayed under the radar of
Well, I feel like it became
culture.
Pretty influential, right? Like, there are several shows on this list that probably wouldn't exist without Adventure Time.
That's for sure, yeah. But the fact that it's every episode is in that 11-minute format,
yeah,
you know, the quarter-hour format,
yeah,
and the things it's able to do in that amount of time is staggering, to be
astonishing,
honest.
Astonishing, yeah. What character do you feel like you're most like? I've been told a lot that I'm a lumpy space princess cat. Like,
yeah.
Figure.
No, you're muscling. You're like the you're the cool music girl.
That's so beautiful.
The gay music girl.
Thank you. And you are.
The dorky wizard called Abracadaniel. Okay. He looks like a, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say about the show. I think most people have probably heard of it, but
it's the one with the dog and the boy in the hat.
Exactly right.
And they solve magical adventures in like a, what is slowly revealed to be like a future dystopia.
Oh, it's a post-apocalypse, Earth.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So like all the fantasy creatures are just from like nuclear radiation and stuff. So it kind of juggles this little, juggles the tone of growing up.
We got
and
a little tick
saying parental abandonment and, yeah, like death and disabilities. And, it's really, really funny as well, consistently and just absolutely bizarre and off the chain.
Little tick saying Gunther is best boy.
Yeah, so there's a penguin called Gunther that turns out to be like a cosmic demon from before time. It's just this that kind of thing.
It's a lot of there's a lot, and it has a deep lore.
Yeah, but no, like none of that is important, if you know what I mean. None of this is the reason I like it.
Yeah,
it's all tone and delivery and.
Do you know what is important though, Patty?
The 95 BFM Summer Sorted Prize Pack.
Laughs per episode.
Oh yeah. I don't know, affinity. Onefinity.
What about fuzzies per episode?
Twofinity. It's the best show. Please go watch it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and on that note, do you want to play us out?
Yeah.
I believe you've chosen a slightly novel tune to play us out on.
That's right. Here's me singing the Adventure Time closing
such
song.
Such a dweeb.
I'll see everybody in 8 hours.
Birds are a tree. We
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.